This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Haiti's government on Tuesday formally appointed Ariel Henry as prime minister nearly 2 weeks after President Jovenel Moïse was gunned down in a murder plot. Henry assumed the role of de facto leader of the Western Hemisphere's poorest nation in a ceremony in the capital, Port-au-Prince. He began his inaugural speech with a minute of silence for the slain president. Haiti has been struggling with lawlessness fueled by violent gangs, and Henry said he wants to create conditions for as many people as possible to vote in elections currently scheduled for September. Canada announced Monday it will reopen its border with the United States to U.S. citizens and permanent residents living in the United States beginning August 9th if they show proof they are fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Officials said Canada will allow fully vaccinated visitors from other countries beginning September 7th. Canada and the United States had agreed to ban all non-essential travel across their border in March 2020, with both nations extending the ban on a month-to-month basis. A growing number of U.S. lawmakers and business groups have been calling on Ottawa to lift the ban, which they say has hurt tourism and negatively impacted families with relatives living on either side of the border. Britain on Tuesday recorded its highest daily number of coronavirus-related deaths in 4 months, following a spike in infections amid the spread of the Delta variant and lifting of lockdown restrictions. Government figures show nearly 100 new virus-related deaths, the highest since March 24th. The country also recorded 46,558 confirmed cases. The increase in deaths comes a day after British government ended lockdown restrictions. This is VOA News. The U.S. Justice Department says Thomas Barrick, a billionaire friend of Donald Trump, who chaired the former president's inaugural fund, has been arrested on charges including unlawful foreign lobbying and obstruction of justice. Barrick is accused of unlawfully advancing the interests of the United Arab Emirates, or UAE, in the United States. He's also alleged to have lied to FBI agents during an interview about his dealings with the UAE. Malian strongman Colonel Assimi Gota survived an assassination attempt at a mosque in Bamako on Tuesday. It's the latest blow to stability in a country reeling from two military coups in less than a year. Witnesses say a man with a knife tried to attack Gota after prayers at the capital's Grand Mosque for an Islamic festival. Gota is a special forces colonel who was named transitional president in May. He later appeared on state television and said that's part of being a leader. His office released a statement saying that Gota was safe and sound after what was labeled an assassination attempt. Security had subdued the attacker and investigations are ongoing, according to the presidency. Heavy rainfall forced the subway system in Zhengzhou, capital of China's Henan province, to shut down Tuesday, stranding passengers. Riders posted videos on social media as they awaited rescue in waist-high, muddy water. Around 300 people have been rescued so far, and an unknown number remain trapped. Henan province, home to about 94 million people, experienced severe rains through the past week. On Tuesday, the region's meteorological station issued the highest threat level, a red warning, as rains are expected to continue for the next 24 hours. Extreme weather events have surged this summer in China. Recent flooding in Sichuan province killed hundreds of citizens and forced thousands to evacuate the area. Officials of Greenpeace International, an environmental group, warned that China's rapid urbanization will increase the frequency of climate disasters. A South African court granted former President Jacob Zuma's request for a delay in his arms deal corruption trial on Tuesday and adjourned the proceedings for 3 weeks. Zuma this month started a 15-month sentence for contempt of court, a ruling that triggered some of the worst unrest in South Africa in decades, including violent protests and looting. A government official said Tuesday that 161 shopping malls, 11 warehouses, and 8 factories had been extensively damaged in one province alone. There were fears Zuma's latest court appearance could lead to a flare-up of violent protests from his support base, but that has so far not materialized. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.